Welcome to Pushing Forward with Alicia, a podcast that gives disability a voice. Each week, we will explore topics like confidence, ambition, resilience, and finding success against all odds. We are creating a collective community that believes that all things are possible for all people. Open hearts, clear paths, let's go. Welcome back to Pushing Forward with Alicia. I'm Alicia Anderson, and today we have got Dr. Donna Walton. She is the founder and president of the Divas with Disability Project. She's an actress. She's an author. She's an activist. I love that. She's a public speaker and so much more. I found your tagline, which I really loved, so I wanted to share it. Her tagline is, showing up unapologetically to reshape what visible disabilities look like. I'm all about that. Congratulations on being a total powerhouse. Welcome, Dr. Walton, to my show.
Thank you very much, Alicia. I am glad to be here. Absolutely thrilled to be here, actually.
Maybe we can start a little bit looking backwards. And can you tell and share with my audience what your personal journey looks like? What led you to establish Diva with Disabilities? What's your relationship to disability with whatever you're comfortable in sharing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, again, I want to just say thank you so much for inviting me to this phenomenal platform. It's good to know that people are paying attention. So that makes me feel really good. So let me just start with my journey. 18 years ago, I should say, no, more than that. I'm not going to date myself, but that would be incorrect if I said 18 years ago. But when I was 18 years old, my dreams of being a dancer, a singer, an actress, they were completely shattered when I was diagnosed with a life-threatening bone cancer that had to be taken away. And it was taken away. It had to also have to take away my left leg. It was amputated above the knee. And it had to be done to save my life. So at that time, I thought that my dreams were absolutely going to be obliterated because I aspired to be a performer. You know, you couldn't tell me that I was not going to be in Hollywood to do my thing, dance, sing, act, whatever I wanted to do. I wanted to be there. But over the decades, of course, fate would have it that my dreams would have to be, I would say, redirected or postponed until we move until the present time, where so many things have happened. I was confronted with, you know, all of the things of why I could be or could not be a performer because of my disability. And so that became a tired narrative for me. I mean, I just got exhausted with the sort of the no's. So I had to find ways to turn this into a yes. So with my faith and motivation, I moved forward, fast forward in life, and decided that if the change, I was not going to let what happened to me define what my life would be. That it was going to be how I responded to it that was going to be make all the difference in my life. And so I fast forward, created several organizations, actually. Before I created the Divas with Disabilities Project, I created an organization, Leg Talk, which is Lessons of Empowerment for Achieving Goals and Greatness. Because I wanted to show society that, you know, what resilience looks like, and what and not to define disability as to pitiful and not being able to do. I wanted to show a can-do spirit, so I set out to teach employers about disability awareness, and then moving forward, you know, still gaining momentum, staying focused on still being that performer, but again, Not quite there yet, because society wasn't quite there yet. I was on Facebook and realized this is when Facebook, the advent of Facebook, right? And when did Facebook come into being? 2008, maybe?
I think you hit it right on the nose.
Yeah, 2008. And I was on, and I was just like, created this page and started just talking about myself, about being, an amputee. And, like, does anyone out there, any other people, know tips and trades, and, just kind of sharing thoughts, and realized that women were responding. And they kept responding, and the conversations became, okay, I'm onto something here. This is great. And so we ultimately named became just a women's Facebook group. And it ultimately became Divas, because we realized that diva and disability could coexist in a single person. Because we realized it was life experiences, and that it wasn't about, that we weren't defined by our disabilities, that we were more than the sum of our body parts, that we had vibrancy, we had life. I mean, that we were women who happened to have a disability, and that was just a detail of our life. And so realizing that, DIVA became a acronym for Dynamic, Illuminating, Victorious, Achieving Sister. Because the whole idea is that Black and Brown women have been left out of conversations, have been left out. When you say, just the door has not been opened for women to participate in mass media spaces, because that's where my sort of impetus came from, because I wanted to be a performer. So there were other women that were like, well, yeah, I want to act too. I dance, and I use a wheelchair, and I dance. I can still live my life. And so Divas became that platform to amplify the images and representation of Black and Brown women with visible physical disabilities in mass media spaces. And we've morphed into other areas now, because we see that our lives intersect at various aspects of any aspect of in life. We are there, and like, whether it be healthcare, right? In employment, accessibility issues. I mean, just wherever there is life, that's where we are. And so Divas is in all of those spaces, helping to move forward the amplification, I said, the imagery and representation of Black and Brown women in these spaces.
What's the current status of representation of Black and Brown women with disabilities?
I mean, well, I'll just speak from the space of just hiring rates. Okay, so the hiring rates are still lagging behind. I know when I worked for the federal government, we had always had a 2% goal of reaching with people with disabilities. And I tell you, you would think that 2%, was not a really major, number to me, right? It was abysmal in terms of reaching it for Black women, or Black people in particular, people of color with disabilities, and not only getting into employment or being gainfully employed, but actually moving up the ladder, right? In terms of having viable employment that was sustainable. So many times, the employment rates were abysmal, because people were underemployed. They would come in at entry, people with disabilities were coming in at entry level positions and staying there forever, right? Instead of moving up the ladder. And a lot of that, of course, was due to stigma and discrimination and not really valuing people with disabilities, and also not making the environments accessible.
So I think that is so powerful, the work that you're doing with corporations. That's
absolutely. I mean, it's really necessary. And it's a long journey. I mean, it's as you know, we're in this DE&I space, and it's being challenged. Mm-hmm. And for persons with disabilities, it's always been a challenge, because we were always on this. I guess we were always advocating that diversity was disability. Mm-hmm. How could you not include disability when you're talking about diversity? Mm-hmm. So, you know, divas serves in many aspects in terms of ensuring that our voices are heard, you know, that we are seen and represented in spaces that we're most likely are not represented very well. And we serve as a strong community globally, as a matter of fact. I should mention that. We've been able to partner with two main organizations in Kenya as well as Ghana.
Oh, wow.
And that's really working well in terms of being that voice. Now they take our mission and they replicate that mission in their countries. Because you can imagine, you know, the USA, we have made incredible advances in terms of accessibility, right? The ADA, for example. Well, in other countries, there's no such thing as laws that somewhat advocate and legislate laws to ensure that people with disabilities have access. So to work with these countries is incredible, because at least they have examples. They see that it's possible.
And it's right? A beautiful intersection also of how your advocacy is being sown into areas around the world that really need to see the representation to believe it. Mm-hmm. Not only society, but themselves sometimes, probably as disabled people.
Absolutely.
That's powerful. That's powerful.
Yeah, you know, and that's a really good point that you make. Seeing yourself, and I always think about representation. I always think about Viola Davis's quote, you know, and I'll just paraphrase it. She said, you know, she was asked about why was representation important, you know, what does it mean? It's like you have to see a physical. It's important because people have to see a physical manifestation of their dreams. Mm-hmm. And so every time that I would, when I was on my journey, my early journey of recovering. You know, I didn't see any actors. I didn't see any performers with disabilities. I didn't see that at all. Was barely seeing, you know, Black women, you know, in spaces that would give me this motivation that, hey, I can do that. That could be me. So Divas also serves as that example. We're that magnification of what can happen, that what can exist. We have over 800 members, and I'm pretty sure that the number is larger than that. But sometimes, you know, self-disclosure is not everyone is there with being out, if you will, about their disability. And then, of course, there are non-obvious disabilities that many women don't talk about at all because of the stigma around, you know, mental illness and other disorders. And then there are chronic conditions too that don't always show up. They're episodic, so they don't always show up.
And from a workplace perspective, I used to hide, but you know, I'd be the girl that was in the bathroom extra long, or the one that was having surgery and embarrassed about it. And how do I hide this? And I think that's another conversation that is so important when we're getting to that whole like self-identification and feeling strong with not only the one disability, but actually the many layers of disability, identity, race, like all of it together, and then finding power in it and confidence to at some point feel okay to say who you are, you know, and be who you are. So that's really powerful work too.
Yeah. And I think that that's, you know, in terms of the, how do you get that empowerment, you know, it's through community. It's through seeing things possible, right? I mean, it's connecting with others and sharing stories. That's a major part of Divas as well. Every month we have what's called a Diva Calls. And Diva Calls are just that. We have different speakers, women, who come and speak to our group. They could be divas. when I say divas, meaning they could be part of the network of divas, or they can also be divas. I mean, just because you're not a part of the Divas with Disabilities organization doesn't mean that you can't claim yourself to be a diva. I would think
it.
dynamic. I would think that I would want to be called a dynamic, illuminating, victorious, achieving woman, right? I mean,
Oh, I all for those words. And the
do
illuminating,
that.
like the word,
Illuminating.
it makes me feel like as a disabled woman, like rise and shine.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's so
Light,
beautiful. Light.
power,
Light.
all of
Power.
that, you know, all of that. We harness and embrace all of that. And I hope that we do embody that. And, but, you know, this, it has to be tweaked and somewhat, you know, fine-tuned all the time. I mean, because our state of lives are very fluid. I mean, you know, some days your body ain't working right.
Yeah.
You don't feel good. I mean, so we don't want to give the impression that it's all bells and whistles either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because your body, we are, and we talking that we, you know, we're holding space in these bodies, and these bodies don't always show up the way they need to, but it's our attitudes which keep us afloat.
Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Pushing Forward with Alicia. Thanks for listening today. If you have an episode idea, know someone I should interview, or have a story that needs to be told, reach out to me at aliciaanderson.com. That's Alycia Anderson with an O.com. Click on podcasts. Welcome back to Pushing Forward with Alicia. I'm Alicia Anderson, and today we have got Dr. Donna Walton. She is the founder and president of the Divas with Disability Project. I mean, is there a like success story or a story of like one of your divas, a community member that joined, that you can kind of share with our audience about the impact of your organization?
I there is one diva. I mean, there are many, but I think that if I could just share her story. When you acquire, okay, first of all, not all divas acquire their disabilities at the same time, right? Some people are born with their disabilities. Some persons acquire their disabilities, right? At different continuums along their lives. So this particular diva is really special because she is African. So that's one. So, and she moved to the US and got gainful employment and then was fired under the legislation, or not legislation, the policies, I should say, that put her there. So she, we connected some kind of way. I don't know if it was in the cafeteria. I don't know. Somehow we got in a conversation, and I said to her, I said, well, you know, I have an organization. I think you need to connect. And so she joined Divas and started just participating in our monthly calls and things like that. And I guess her story to me became a success story, if you will, because she moved from being like her disposition, I should say, moved from being disempowered, depressed, isolated, no self-esteem, all of those, to now working with divas and being in this network of women and seeing the power that existed with these women. She was able to get a new job. In fact, she was able to connect with a podcaster. And I think she's doing a podcast, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
I mean, just doing, you know, just incredible work. It took a while, but she stayed the course. But that, I think that was one. That's one story, you know, just to see how her life was transformed.
And that's the beautiful picture of a community coming together and feeling supported. And also, like you're saying, I'm sure that there is so many stories like that in your organization of women just
being
illuminating.
Well, you know, this sister right here, this diva you're speaking with is, you know, has the stories. I mean, I would just say, I'm not going to toot my horn. No, I'm going to toot my horn because I think it's important that we do illuminate ourselves. We do echo and sort of amplify our stories, because it's through our stories that people gain, you know, the strength of the desires of whatever they want to do. But another story of my story that was just, that sort of brings my journey together, as because again, I started off wanting to be this actress and performer, and never let go of the dream. I never let go of it. I just it was just detoured. I taught school, and I would use the classroom as my stage. Those students, I taught my first experience, because I graduated. I should say that, you know, my journey, like I said, has been punctuated by successes, because, you know, this whole time of going through chemotherapy, rehabilitation, all of this, I was able to get through life with my bachelor's, my master's, and my doctoral degree, all of it, in the face of adversity, right? In the face of, you know, it didn't go anywhere, but, you know, that had more to do with my faith than anything else. And I can only credit that to where I am, to the faith that I've had, and believing that I couldn't do it alone, and I did need to call on a higher power to get me through it, and it's working, and I haven't stopped doing that. But you know, it's like I said, this whole dream thing of becoming this actress. So one day there was an announcement that came through Divas from a director who was in the process of producing a film, or web series, I should say. And they wanted to cast a woman with a wheelchair. They wanted a wheelchair user, Black woman with a wheelchair. Well, when it came in, I was ecstatic. I'm like, oh, this is great. You know, I put it out, because we do casting calls. We announce our casting calls on our page. And so I put it out there for the Divas. I was like, this is it. You know, they're coming for us. This is it. You know, you should try out. Go for it. And so the Divas who qualified, met, you know, criteria, were auditioning. Well, the director contacted me and said, well, I noticed that you didn't submit your audition. You didn't submit. She said, well, I said, thank you, first of all, for, you know, for the submissions. But we noticed that you didn't submit. I said, well, no, it wasn't my intention to submit. It was for Divas. I mean, this is the opportunities for them. And they said, well, but you have a disability. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not a wheelchair user, you know? They said, well, we don't have to have a wheelchair user. All we know is that when we think of disability, we think of a wheelchair. So we wrote the script for a wheelchair user, but it can certainly be for an amputee, right? I'm like, say, I think you should audition, okay? I think you should audition. I'm like, oh, okay. I said, well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to New York. You know, they said, well, we're going to do better than that. We're going to come to you. We're going to happen to be in D.C. We happen to be in D.C., and we're going to come to you. And they came.
Wow.
The director came, auditioned me in this hotel, and I got the part.
Oh, my God.
They called me and said they wanted to offer me the role of Pamela Hashton in their web series called The Retreat. And I encourage everyone who is listening to this to go out. And it's on Crackle right now. It's for free. The Retreat. And I play a lead role as Pamela Harrison. And that was a defining moment, because that was the time that said to me, all of your dreams, never abandon your dreams, never abandon your hopes and aspirations, and never stop trying to manifest, right, what you see your life as being. Because I never gave up on that hope that I'm going to be this actress, right? I am going to. And it doesn't stop there, because last year I was cast as a supporting role or guest star in the Hulu series, The Other Black Girl. And I play the role of Deborah, who is the mother of the main character, or one of the main characters. And I'm a wheelchair user.
Never give up on your dreams. Like, I think that's such a beautiful takeaway.
Never. I mean, and it sounds sometimes cliche, you know, never give up on your dreams. Always dream. No, but it's real. It's real. It's a real phenomenon to have consciousness and belief in something so important to you, so meaningful to you, that it actually becomes actualized.
Oh, this was a beautiful, beautiful way to wrap up our conversation. Honestly, that is an incredible story. I have two last things.
Yes.
First of all, it's important that our audience knows where to reach you and get involved with your organization. We're going to leave that in the show notes, but will you tell us what your website is and where to book
Absolutely.
You and all that?
Absolutely. You can find me various ways. You can first find me at the Divas with Disabilities Project, .org. So that's www.divaswithdisabilities.org. You can also find me at donnawalton.com. I'm on Instagram.
We're going to have you on again, because I feel like we can take the conversation really, really far. So we end the show with a pushing forward moment.
So I can leave you the quote.
Okay, I love that.
That I think is a pushing quote, right? Has a pushing moment impetus in it, right?
I love it.
And that is, if what you want is not behind door number one, door number two, or door number three, do not settle for less. Knock a hole in the wall and make a new door.
That might be the best pushing forward moment we have had yet. That is amazing. That is powerful. Dr. Walton, thank you so much for your power, your beauty, your strength, your wisdom. You're amazing. I'm so happy we finally met in person, and I'm looking forward to growing our friendship, I hope. And I'm so grateful for your time. Thank you so much. Seriously.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. Thank you very much. I've enjoyed this.
Oh, and thank you so much to our Pushing Forward community. And we will see you next time. This has been Pushing Forward with Alicia. And that is literally how we roll on this podcast. If you're an employer who would like to learn more about disability inclusion in the workplace, lessons on ableism, and how accessibility can drive innovation in your company, please check out my micro training series at aliciaanderson.com. That's AlyciaAnderson with an O.com. Click on micro learning.